I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Diane Pinheiro Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that prominent conservative and liberal scholars have argued recently that former President Donald Trump cannot run for office under the 14th Amendment because he took part in an insurrection. Local representatives Mark Molinaro, a Republican, and Pat Ryan, a Democrat, predictably disagree on the issue. Ryan said, and I quote, "The constitutional scholars that have written on this, including many very conservative constitutional scholars, asserting that Trump should not be on the ballot, is a very compelling argument. I think it's something we have to take seriously, and that I want to certainly hear from more experts on it. I think it could likely end up in the Supreme Court," end quote. Molinaro disagrees, saying, and I quote, "You can't consider the 14th Amendment in static as if it was dropped a week ago. It was in the result of the near loss of the American Union, and the concept was that we didn't want that kind of experience again, and therefore we used the Constitution to protect against states leaving and those using military efforts to overtake the Union. When you apply that, you have to apply the rest of the Constitution, which is due process. Every man and woman is afforded due process. Level the charge, consider the charges by a court, and then get the individual to a penalty. That's the basic American standard," end quote. The 14th Amendment was passed so that people who take up against fair and legal voting in this country, who acted against the electoral process, were ineligible to win office. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, said the amendment, and I quote, "was written post-Civil War to deal with exactly the situation we find ourselves in right now, where there are those who had seceded from the Union and hijacked control of it, and in 1861 voted to block certification of elections, just like we had in 2021. So we're at a very perilous time, and I'm glad that the folks had the foresight to include this in the Constitution," end quote. While Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, does not believe in disbarring Trump from office, he would not say if he supported him. Asked about Trump's role in the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and recordings of Trump's alleged attempt to subvert his election loss in Georgia, Molinaro only said, and I quote, "Let's get through this next chapter," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Pinheiro Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, supports House Speaker Kevin McCarthy launching an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, while Democrat Pat Ryan, who represents the 18th District, does not. But Molinaro would not specifically say why there should be an impeachment investigation. Molinaro said, and I quote, "Oversight of the executive branch is one of Congress's most fundamental duties. I worry about what appears to be criminal activity benefiting the Biden family and undermining our national interests. That warrants an inquiry," end quote. He did not say what alleged criminal activity needed investigating. Then, after appealing to conservative Republicans by backing impeachment, he attempted to court moderates and independents by saying he, and I quote, "did not come to Congress to impeach the president," end quote, and has, and I quote, "pledged to work with him on areas where we can find common ground, like mental health care and the opioid epidemic," end quote. Then Molinaro's spokesperson, who would not respond when asked about Representative Jamie Raskin's assertion that the Biden impeachment investigation, and I quote, "is a transparent effort to boost Donald Trump's campaign by establishing a false moral equivalency between Trump, the four-time indicted former president," end quote, "and Biden, who faces," and I quote, "zero evidence of wrongdoing whatsoever," end quote. Ryan, though, agreed, saying McCarthy has not found, and I quote, "any meaningful evidence for impeachment. Unlike him, I'll continue to fight for my constituents and the American people," end quote. And while Democrats took votes on the record to impeach Trump, the House took no vote to begin the impeachment investigation into Biden, with McCarthy announcing it on September 12th on his own. Apparently, the business dealings of the president's son will be the main thrust of the investigation. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Ragger Justin in the Times Union reports that while politicians move migrants from southern states to New York City to upstate and use them to make political points, a new poll shows a majority of New Yorkers hold positive attitudes toward recent migrant arrivals. The Siena College Research Institution also found a slight majority of state citizens support expedited work authorizations for migrants and also favor the use of federal property to shelter migrants. Locally, Representative Mark Molinaro backed a bill that passed in the House of Representatives to block migrants from federal property, but it did not move through the U.S. Senate. All those polled, regardless of political affiliation, agreed that the migrants arriving here are seeking a better life for themselves and their families. Don Levy, the director of the Siena College Research Institute, said, and I quote, "There's no doubt the vast majority of New Yorkers recognize that our country was built by immigrants from virtually every nation around the globe and that assimilating immigrants has made America great, despite nearly a third saying that America no longer needs new immigrants, well over a half, and a majority of both Democrats and Republicans say that businesses need new immigrants in order to be successful," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Brett Samuels reports for The Hill that former President Donald Trump may be coordinating his election campaign to regain the presidency with the U.S. House leaders that are launching an impeachment inquiry into his opponent, President Joe Biden. Trump spoke September 12th with Representative Elise Stefanik, the Republican who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District in New York, just after Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced a formal impeachment inquiry into Biden. Stefanik said, and I quote, "I speak to President Trump a lot. I spoke to him today," end quote. Stefanik claimed that whatever House Republicans are investigating is, and I quote, "the biggest political corruption scandal of our lifetime," end quote. Stefanik did not give specific details of what alleged crimes are being investigated. Democrats took votes before starting impeachment investigations into Trump, but McCarthy just announced the current investigation without any vote. Locally, Democrat Representative Pat Ryan said he is against impeachment, while Democrat Paul Tonko has been mum so far. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro came out for the impeachment inquiry, but also did not specifically say what exactly he wanted to investigate. Read more about this story in The Hill.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.